This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for an important weekend, September 10th and September 11th.
Yes, it is.
You know, we could talk a lot about the activities, the things that went on 10 years ago. We'd both have different perspectives because you and I were at different points in our life at that time.
Yeah.
You were, what, barely out of high school?
Yeah, just graduated basically in college.
And I was working actually here in a radio newsroom at the time all this went down and stuff, and, you know, watched it firsthand. We all had our experiences. You know, it's the same thing if we talk to the generation, actually maybe two generations before, about the bombing of Pearl Harbor. You know, the only real difference is the word traveled a little more slowly then. It wasn't quite as immediate then as it is now, although the word traveled very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, folks remember where they were. There are certain things that happen. You remember where you were, what you were doing at the time. Sometimes you don't remember the emotions.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the hardest part, I think, at times in remembering things like that, is we don't necessarily remember the emotions that we had. The last, a couple of weeks, really. I got to throw out, you know, little kudos here to the National Geographic Channel, which I didn't even know I had. You know, we have satellite. I don't have cable television. We have satellite. And, there's so many channels. You know, you really don't know what you have.
Right.
But they were running ads, promoing a lot of the different things that they were doing. And they really kind of got started before everybody else. But they put together a series of these programs focusing on different aspects of 9/11, the terrorists themselves, you know, their background and how this all was put together and stuff. They did an exclusive interview with George W. Bush about what his day was like.
Mm-hmm.
And the following days after that, too. And there were just different points of it. They even did one of the voices of 9/11.
Really?
They did one that talked with, the people who are the emergency responders. So much the first responders, the people that go there, but the people on the other end of the line.
Right.
You know, the 911 operators, the emergency operators and stuff. Because a lot of them were really having a difficult time dealing with it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because people were calling 911 frantic, not sure what was going on, but knowing, you know, that we're near the top of the towers,
right,
especially in New York City. And a lot of these people were, you know, gee, what am I going to do? How do I get out of here? What do I do? And for the most part, a lot of these operators were telling them, just stay where you are. Stay calm. Stay where you are. And we'll get somebody there. And, you know, in a lot of cases,
right, yeah,
it ended up being bad advice.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do what your training says. And you follow through, and, you know, some of those operators, they didn't do it anymore after that. You know, you felt like you let people down,
yeah,
you know, and stuff. But, you know, it's hard, you know, until you go through all that stuff again. You know, it just becomes images in your mind and whatever else, but the feeling, the emotions go away. But then you watch all this over and over again. And, you know, In fact, I was telling my wife one night, we sat there and we watched two or three of these programs, hour-long programs in a row, about 9/11, and it goes through the whole thing, and it explains a lot of this stuff all over again, some of it in more detail than we knew at the time, with some of the investigations that have been going on. But seeing it all over again, the planes crashing into the buildings, you know, the unfortunate pictures of people leaning. I mean, I'm nervous leaning off over the railing on my deck,
mm-hmm,
you know, 15 feet above the ground, or whatever it
building
is.
The high.
Imagine being 110 stories up and leaning out the window, you know, and trying to get somebody's attention, not sure what you're going to do. And in some cases, some folks actually, you know, jumped.
Yeah.
And how does the human mind come to that rationalization that jumping from 1,000 feet is better than, you know, staying where you are, because you know what the result's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to rationalize that, not being put in that position. But to see all this all over again, see all the images and to see it happen, to hear the sounds, to listen to people talk about it and stuff again, especially the one night after we got done watching those three shows in a row. You know, I said to her the next day, I said, you know, I almost half expected to wake up the next morning, and I kind of had the same feeling I had from 10 years ago now. You know, all of a sudden you get that emotion back again with it, too. And you almost kind of had the same feeling, like you woke up the next morning wondering, you know, what happened? It wasn't real again, was it? It didn't happen again, did it? You know, it's so much. It's so, especially when you hear all the stories, the personal stories, in some cases heroic stories of some of these folks. You know, it's amazing to hear the family members talk about, you know, some of these people that passed in that tragedy and how that all went down. And as I say, how some of them had a chance to get out, but didn't. Went back to try to help others and never made it out. Others did, but they never did. And in some cases, you know, people who were put in these incredible situations that we can only imagine and not do a very good job imagining them, about how they, in some cases they took and they put people at different ends of the spectrum. And they had them meet up again, you know, all these years later. Yeah. You know, and they almost feel like family, you know. It's quite an interesting thing. But, you know, we could talk a lot about all that, and a lot has been said. There's no sense for us to dwell on it a whole lot here, but it is a special weekend. Take time out to remember those folks and to remember, I guess, too, going forward. We're not done.
No.
We're not finished. This is not a war that's going to end anytime soon. This is going to be a constant battle. Now, we may not have boots on the ground necessarily somewhere. At some point down the road, the troops will come back, and they'll be deployed elsewhere for other things. But that doesn't mean the battle's over. It's never going to be over. Not in my lifetime, not in your lifetime, not in your child's lifetime. It's just never going to be over. There are always people out there that hate you or hate your way of living for one reason or another. And for whatever goofy reason, they get this idea that you know, hating isn't just, that's not good enough. We have to eliminate and destroy, too. So, you know, it's always going to be there, and we always have to be on guard for those kinds of things, and let's never live through another day like September 11th, yeah, 2001 again. So take some time today to remember. Watch some of those programs. It's not a bad thing to get those feelings over again that you had at that time, because that's what keeps it alive.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much pictures, it's not so much sounds, it's not so much those types of things that keep things alive in our minds and our memories. It's the emotions, the actual feelings that we had. So, not the worst thing in the world. Remember all that, and again, moving forward, keep it in your mind so we always remember what has happened, what can happen again, so we don't let things repeat like that. Well, lots of things going on around the area here this weekend. Lots and lots of things. You know, I should probably throw this one out here real first. This is down the road a ways, but I wanted to throw this out here quickly. The Rotary Club in Avoca is going to have Simon Estes in concert coming up on Saturday, October the 8th. So we're still not quite a month away, a little less than a month away now. It'll be a 4 o'clock showing at the AHST School Auditorium. Now, they have a limited number of tickets, and there are some places in Avoca and just a few in Harlan where you can buy the tickets. However, they've been getting a lot of requests from, you know, around the Atlantic area, Exira, Audubon. Some of these folks have called, and they've said, you know, it's been kind of disappointing to them. Like, gee, I have to drive to Avoca to get the tickets?
Right.
So, anyway, we have tickets here.
Yes, we do.
That's why I'm throwing this out here early. We don't have a lot.
No.
I'm going to warn you up front, we do not have a lot of tickets, but we do have some. So if you are going to look at buying tickets for that and you live in the Atlantic area, or at least we're closer than Avoca is to you, if you live east of the Avoca area and you're thinking about buying tickets, you can stop in here, see Stacy. I know you've already gotten rid of some.
I have.
Actually, in some cases, quite a few.
A lot, yeah.
But anyway, $20 is the cost of the tickets. Very, very inexpensive for a show like this. $20 includes the reception following the concert as well, as there'll be a reception with Simon Estes also. Doors will open at 3. There's no reserved seating. The show is at 4 o'clock. You know it'll be a high-quality show because you're talking about world-class operatic entertainers like Simon Estes. So hope you have a chance to enjoy that. And again, we do have tickets here, but only until they're gone.
Right.
You know, once they're gone, and there's no limit, you can buy tickets. If you want to write a check, you make the check out to the Rotary Club of Avoca. But otherwise, stop in. Regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Talk to Stacy. She can get you hooked up right there at the front desk.
You
so,
bet.
But do it soon before they disappear, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah. Can't get any more.
Yep, we are an outlet for that if you want to stop in.
Well, coming up here on Sunday, then, the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita, they're having their annual fall dinner. That's on Sunday, September 11th from 11 to 1. And they're serving Staley's chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, homemade salads, and desserts. Just $8 for adults and then $4 for children 5 through 12. They do have carryouts available, and that's available from 10:30 to 12:30. You just need to call 762-3773 for that. That's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita's annual fall dinner on September 11th from 11 to 1. The 29th annual Carson's Farm Days continue on September 11th. They have entertainment by the Silver Creek Cloggers, which is at 12:30. There's a parade at 2. There's also music and crafts, ice cream, petting zoo and farm tours. Admission is just $5 a day, and it's ages 8 and under are free. You can get more information if you go to their website, which is carstensfarm.com. And then the Carstens 1880 Farmstead is located south of Shelby on exit 34 from I-80. For more information, you can contact Mel at 544-2341. That's the 29th annual Carstens Farm Days, and that's on September 11th. The Western Iowa Pioneer Cemetery Association and the Panama Historic Schoolhouse Museum, they're sponsoring a special walk to commemorate September 11th of 2001. They'll begin walking 18 miles from the original Shelby County seat of Shelbyville to Harlan. And they'll begin at 3:30 a.m. and they'll pass through Earling, Westphalia. And they'll arrive in Harlan by 11:30 a.m. They'll be greeted by the mayor, veterans, and ministers, and will hold a kickoff event for the work on the Abel Galyon Memorial Cemetery. There'll be songs and pizza, and everyone is invited to attend the event or to walk with the group. For more information on that, you can contact Ron Chamberlain at 712-489-2736. That's the Western Iowa Pioneer Cemetery Association and the Panama Historic Schoolhouse Museum special walk, which will be held on September 11th, and that starts at 3:30 a.m.
You know, I never even heard of Shelbyville.
Nope.
But that was the original county seat. It was a couple of years before you were born. It was
Makes
back
sense.
In the 1850s.
Yeah, just a few years.
But yeah, it was only the county seat town for a few years. I think they said it was the early 50s. 1850s, mm-hmm. And then I think 1859, I think is what I was told when the courthouse, when Harlan was founded, and they actually Harlan was founded in the late 1850s, but 59 was when it was moved. The county seat was moved there because it was more centrally located.
Oh yeah.
Of course, back in the day, there weren't too many towns, villages, whatever you want to call them at that time.
Yeah.
Forests that had been cleared out.
Yeah.
But I guess Shelbyville was kind of the center of the universe in Shelby County at that point. So,
huh.
Yeah. Interesting little tidbits learn about the areas.
Let's see. On Monday, the Red Cross Blood Drive, they're having a blood drive at the community center in Walnut. That's on Monday, September 12th, and that is from 12:30 to 5:30. Olive Street, north of Atlantic, is going to be closed on September 12th. The Iowa Interstate Railroad is upgrading the railroad crossing on Olive Street, about a mile and a half north of the Atlantic City limits, by the ADM elevator. So Olive Street will be closed to through traffic for about 5 working days, starting September 12th at 9 a.m. So if you're wanting to go to the interstate, you should use Highway 71 until Olive Street is open again.
But you can still get out here on North Olive Street.
Yes, it's past us.
It's past us.
Yes. Our Savior Lutheran Church in Walnut is having their 26th annual Salad Supper on September 13th, and that starts at 5. The cost is $6 for adults and $3 for children in kindergarten through 8th grade, and then preschool and under are free. And they will be serving salads, meatballs, wings, cheese, cold cuts, bars, and desserts. That's Our Savior Lutheran Church in Walnut, their 26th annual Salad Supper, and that's on September 13th, and that starts at 5. And they need a child care center. They're selling some raffle tickets for just $20 for a meal of your choice for four people at Harriet Alf's house. The winner will choose the date and one of the following meal choices. You can choose from fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans and pie of your choice, or a sirloin steak, baked potatoes, baked beans and pie of choice, or roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, homegrown sweet corn and pie of choice. And they'll draw the winner for that on October 1st. And you can also get your tickets from Nikki Alf, Christy Berg, Jamaica Reed, or also at the Anita Child Care Center. The BPO Does number 23's regular meeting will be held at the Elks Lodge on September 13th. They'll have their dinner at 6:30 and their business meeting at 7:30, and they will be honoring their 5-year officers. Hunter education classes for Audubon County will be held on September 14th from 6:30 to 9:30, and then on September 17th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You do have to be 12 years or older, and you'll need to pre-register to attend both sessions to pass the course. You can pre-register by logging on to www.iowadnr.gov/training to create an account and then register. For more information on that, you can call Pat Peterson at 712-249-2311. And the classes will be held at the Audubon County Conservation Club building. There's a Red Cross blood drive at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center on September 15th, and that is from noon to 6. Zion Recovering Service invites the public for a picnic with lunch provided on September 15th from 11 to 3. That will be held at Sunnyside Park, Camlin Edition in Atlantic. They'll also have a raffle and drawings and speakers, and they'll have motivational speakers from noon to 3. For more information on that, you can call 243-5091. At the Atlantic High School class of 1961, they're having their class reunion, which will be held in Atlantic on September 16th, 17th, and 18th. For more information on that, you can contact Nancy Armstrong at 243-3021. Now, there'll be a moped safety class on September 17th. That is from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Cass County Hospital second floor conference room. To register for that, you can call 243-6343. And this is the last one for this year. The Cass County Hunters Safety Education classes will be held on September 20th through the 22nd. Those will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. and then on September 24th from 8 to noon. You can sign up at the Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic.
I have a few other things going on around the region, too. Did you talk about the Anita Home and Garden Club's flower show coming up this Monday, September the 12th? Well, they're going to have their flower show at the open to the public. It'll start at noon, so you can browse through a bunch of the flowers and crafts that they have at the Anita Community Center. That's this Monday, September the 12th. There'll be a raffle. They'll have treat bags later in the afternoon, along with a silver tea. And they also, they plan to be done by around 3:30. Now, Larry Bowman of Willow Springs Nursery will be presenting the program. That'll be at 1 o'clock, and he'll take some questions as time allows as well. So, and if you've come before, they say you'll find that some things have changed. So bring a friend, enjoy. Should be a good time during that day. That's the annual Garden Club Flower Show in Anita this Monday, September 12th. Starting at noon at the Anita Community Center. They hope they have another good crowd there. Also, some events coming up. The folks at the Harlan First United Methodist Church will be hosting a Staley's Chicken Dinner on Wednesday, September 14th. They'll be serving from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and that'll be held at Vets Auditorium, so they must be expecting a big crowd.
Yes.
Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, homemade salads, pies, and desserts is on the menu. They have carryouts available as well. It's $10 for adults and $5 for children 10 and under. You can get your tickets at the door as well, or you can stop by the church office. Again, that's the Harlan First United Methodist Church. Staley's Chicken Dinner, Wednesday, September 14th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. That'll be at Vets Auditorium in Harlan. Also coming up here pretty quickly, the folks at the Canby Friends Church will be hosting a free dinner and movie, and that's coming up on Saturday, September the 17th, and that'll be at 6 p.m., and it'll be held at the church, and they say it's just casual attire. So that's the Canby Friends Church, free dinner and movie. No details on that. I guess you're going to have to show up to find out more. Free dinner and movie, Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. at the Canby Friends Church. There, too, they hope to have a nice crowd. The 4th Annual Westphalia Volunteer Fire Department is hosting its gun show on Saturday, September 17th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and again on Sunday, September 18th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that'll be at the St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia. Admission is $5. They have over 50 tables of guns, ammunition, knives, collectibles, and more. They'll be buying, they'll be trading, they'll be selling. And there'll probably be some browsing, too, going on there. But check out the raffle. It'll be given away September 18th as well. Now, also, they have smoked pork sandwiches and more available during the course of that event, those 2 days. Again, that's the 4th Annual Westphalia Volunteer Fire Department Gun Show, Saturday, September 17th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday, September 18th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia. $5 is the admission on that. And also, it's fall festival time. We're going to hear a lot more about fall festivals here real soon, aren't we? Well, there's a fall festival coming up at Nathaniel Hamlin Park, and it's going to be used to recognize the one-room school teachers. You don't remember those, do you?
No.
I don't either, so don't feel too bad. That's before my time as well. But the Audubon County Historical Society will take time to honor all one-room country school teachers at the annual fall festival. That'll be held on Sunday, September 18th. The former teachers will be receiving free admission to the grounds, a free smoked pork chop dinner at noon, and also a free carnation flower to spice up their day. There'll be a program at 1:30, and it'll pay tribute to One Room Country Schools and their teachers. Dr. H.T. Barnes will be the master of ceremonies for that. The small schoolhouse at Nathaniel Hamlin Park was moved to the park in 1984 as a donation from Charles and Joni Hansen. From their farm west of Audubon, it was refurbished by members of the Historical Society, and over the next 2 years, it was also filled with furnishings donated by many people throughout the community. And they say it was a wonderful project for the Historical Society, and it was dedicated as a museum in August of 1986, which is 25 years ago. A schoolhouse was listed this year on the National Register of Historic Country Schools by the Country School Association of America. Laverne Landsman wrote the application in February of this year to get it listed, and it was approved. And after the application had been researched by their committee, a specially fabricated marker was then awarded to designate the schoolhouse as an historic site in August of this year. And there'll be a dedication of the marker and the listing at that Fall Festival program. Again, that Fall Festival program, it's next Sunday, September 18th, at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. The program will get underway at 1:30 that afternoon. So those are neat. I really enjoy that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Probably because I didn't have to do it, you know. You know, we went to, we sat in those old desks and stuff like that. You know, a lot of the schools I went to, you know, we had that older desks type stuff too, and it was fun, although we weren't in a one-room schoolhouse. But I've been through enough of those over time. There are several of them around the state of Iowa in different communities. Seems like a lot of the communities try to preserve some of that heritage and kind of keep it alive. So it's kind of fun, kind of neat to see those things. Also, a few other things here for you too. Well, in fact, let's take a break and I'll throw these extra things I have in here in just a little bit. Let's do that. We'll be right back after you listen to this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Do have a few things yet to tell you about, some things going on around the area here that I almost looked right past. I have them stacked over here next to me. The Bridgewater Methodist Church will have their Fall Supper and Bazaar coming up next weekend, Saturday, September 17th. They'll be serving from 5 to 7 p.m. It'll be fried chicken and ham with all the trimmings, homemade pies and desserts. $8 for adults, children 5 through 12, just $5, and under 5 can enjoy for free. I'm always amazed at how good the food is and how cheap it is.
I know, I don't know how they do that.
How inexpensive it is. It's just, you can hardly do that at home.
No, you couldn't.
Brayton American Legion Post 350 will be having their membership steak fry coming up on Saturday, September the 17th, and that'll be held at the Brayton Community Center. Your choice of steak or chop dinner with sides, and it's just $8. Again, how do they do that?
I don't know.
Serving from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a free dinner for all members of Post 350 who have already paid up their 2012 dues. New members, of course, are always welcome, and everyone is welcome to stop on by for dinner. So that's a Brayton American Legion Post 350, the membership steak fry Saturday, September 17th, at the Brayton Community Center. It's 5 to 8 p.m. is when they'll be serving. The Exira Fire Department will be hosting an open house coming up on Sunday, September 18th, and that'll be at the fire station. They'll have water fights starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the fire station, and the public is always invited to watch. Bring your rain gear. See the improvements to the fire station. They'll have a barbecue served starting at 5 p.m. for a free will donation as well. That's the Exira Fire Department open house Sunday, September 18th. And then the following week, the St. Patrick's Parish in Walnut will be having their annual fall dinner on Sunday, September the 25th. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They'll be serving Staley's Chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad, roll, and pie. $9 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under, and it's free for the preschoolers. Carryouts are $9.50 as well, and you can get those by calling ahead. 784-3388 is the telephone number. That's the St. Patrick's Parish in Walnut. They're located at 718 Antique City Drive. Their annual fall dinner, Sunday, September 25th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and it's very reasonable, and I'm sure it's very good. Got some birthdays for us?
I do. We'll start over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Happy birthday to Patricia Boehner on September 12th and also to Warren Jacobson on September 16th. At the Xyra Care Center, happy birthday to Fred Coley on the 15th and happy birthday to Nadine Wheeler on September 16th. We have a 95th birthday celebration. Family of Goldie Ullman would like to request a card shower in her honor of her 95th birthday on September 20th. You can send a card to her at 201 East 4th Street, apartment 237F, as in Frank. That's in Anita, 50020. Again, that's happy birthday to Goldie Ullman celebrating her 95th birthday on September 20th. And you can send her a card at 201 East 4th Street, apartment 237F in Anita. A 100th birthday celebration to Helen Dressler. She's a resident of Heritage House in Atlantic for the last 14 years. She'll be celebrating her 100th birthday on September 16th. They're going to have an open house for family and friends on Sunday, September 18th, from 2:30 to 4 in the activity room at the Heritage House. She lived in Anita many years before going to the Heritage House, so she'll be celebrating her 100th birthday on September 16th with an open house on Sunday, September 18th, from 2:30 to 4:30 in the activity room at the Heritage House.
All right, very good. I don't have any anniversaries this week. No, I don't have any to talk about, except my mom and dad.
Yeah, well.
They had their, 49th anniversary this past week. So congratulations to them. I'm not sure who put up with, I'm pretty sure who put
you know
up with more. Nice going, Mom. But, happy anniversary to them. They can't hear me unless they listen on the web.
That's true, yeah.
But, happy anniversary to them. They just celebrated this year. We'll have to have some big doings next year for their 50th wedding anniversary. Yeah, that won't be too far down the road, will it?
No.
And again, just another plug, a little quick reminder again, those Simon Estes tickets. My understanding is we've kind of checked around a little bit. My understanding is what he wanted to do is have a performance in all 99 counties. My understanding is, however, that there won't be one in Cass County. They couldn't find nobody stepped forward to, you know, coordinate that and whatever else. So being in Avoca, which is what, a 15-minute drive from here? I mean, it's not very far away. This is the great opportunity to do that. So if you would like to get tickets for that October 8th performance over at the AHST school, stop on out here. The tickets are $20 each. Stacy has a fistful of them.
I do.
But when they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone, yeah.
So get after them as soon as you can, too, and don't miss out on that opportunity. Should also throw a quick plug in, too, that for those folks that enjoyed the KJAN radio auctions, they're back. They are back. Here pretty quick.
Yeah.
The last two two Wednesdays in September, and that'll be the 21st and the 28th. And then the first two Wednesday afternoons in October, we will have four consecutive Wednesday afternoons starting at 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock each of those days, where we will have three separate auctions each of those days. The each hour is a little bit different, but we have a lot of things put together from area businesses, an opportunity for you to save a good chunk of money. So, in fact, some cases, stuff goes for 50%.
Yeah.
So make sure you check it out, and you can, when we get closer, we'll let you know. We'll have it online, too, at KJAN.com. You can see and check out some of those items and things, get the details you need. But it'll be coming up here pretty soon, so be thinking about that if you enjoyed that. We had a lot of people that are active bidders.
Oh, yes.
Folks have a lot of fun with that. So look for that coming not too far down the road here, starting September 21st. Wednesday afternoons, that after Wednesday afternoon and the three following it, we'll have the KJAN Fall Edition of the radio auctions. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Again, thank you very much for spending a little bit of time with us. We hope you have a great weekend. The weather's been wonderful this weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.